Good evening. Willow Farm, Wheely Heath. A pig farming enterprise started in the 1950s, expanding during the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s. But of late, it has struggled to compete with larger scale commercial meat producing units, all driven by the never-ending consumer demands for lesser cost food. Units such as this one have had their day. They are outdated, unviable and face a bleak future. The frontage of the site onto Clacton Road, the site of the former Syrett's Garage, a business that has already met its terminal end. The site has a long history of conflict with neighbours and your Environmental Health Department, with an ongoing series of complaints and conflict of smell, flies, rats and all those things that are inherent in pig farming operation. The business has developed over 50 years, but so too has the housing surrounding it. It now finds itself surrounded on three sides by relatively close proximity housing, and there is an inherent incompatibility about the two. Our proposal is to redevelop the site, clean up the ground contamination of the former garage, and remove the asbestos-clad pig buildings. Our proposal will not only remove the buildings and clean up the site, it will also remove from Mill Lane another source of irritation to neighbours, the current HGV traffic, delivering feed and straw in and pigs out. Our proposal is for a low-density, well-designed scheme of residential dwellings, the layout and level appropriate for its surroundings, over three-quarters of an acre of open space, delivering a blend of dwellings for first-time buyers, families, aspirational homeowners, as well as meeting the needs of lock-up-and-go downsizers and the last-time buyer market, all village housing needs made known to us in our discussions with Wheely parishioners and the parish council at our consultation. The site is inherently sustainable. Bus stops close by in Clacton Road, the train station at the bottom of the hill, the primary school and village hall, all within walking distance, and there's a pub right next door. This development is of a proportional scale and size. It provides the houses to allow Wheely Heath to grow, homes that are energy efficient, 21st century housing to meet local village and market demands. It is a technically compliant scheme, sustainable, deliverable, and provides not only much needed new housing, but in the process provides the opportunity to relieve Wheely Heath of an eyesore, a constant source of irritation and blight for the neighbouring residents, and clean up this brownfield site for the long-term good and benefit of all. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rivers. Before I ask Mr. Van Ryan to comment, I'll put a question as well. My understanding was, and yes, it is in the summary, already there is an outstanding permission for the properties in Mill Lane, so really we're talking about again an outline permission for 36 others which would go onto the top road, making a total of 46. Have I got those figures right? And sorry, it's Miss Newland who's going to go. Now, if you would care to just say yes to that, and then any comments that you'd like to make on it?
Yes, that's correct. So that there's permission for 10 on this site to the rear, and then the 36 would be on the front section there. There's references to density. Obviously, 14.8 dwellings per hectare is a very low density, and when we're looking at brownfield sites, you have to look at efficient use of previously developed land. So there's balancing that up with the pattern of development that you've got in the area. And then I'll wait for any member questions if there's anything else. Thank you.
Right, yes, Councillor Hughes.
Could the officer please tell me about the Section 106 agreement and the possibility that TDC might have to pick up any shortfall? Because in memory of a previous incarnation here, I've never seen a condition like that before, but I'm not saying there hasn't been one. If you could enlighten me, I'd be grateful. Thank you.
Yes, certainly. I mean, it's quite common nowadays that we have viability testing for legal agreements, as we've had in other applications tonight, where the different departments put forward their requirements, like we've had here for public open space, education, affordable housing. And then dependent on the site, if you've got a greenfield site, obviously it's relatively cheap to develop. You've got no costs associated with it. But brownfield sites obviously come with issues. This one particularly has a lot of contamination issues, not only from the farm site, but from the previous garage use at this end of the site as well. If members are uncomfortable in knowing the level of Section 106 contributions we could get from the proposal, we could seek a deferment or so that we know the contamination costs in advance, or if you're happy with the proposal, it could be an approval that once we go through the 106 process, we can bring it back to committee before we get to an approval point so that we know then, we know the exact figures that we would be having in the 106.
Right. Yes, Councillor Raby.
Talking about contamination, if that is cleared, if you can explain this to me, if that is cleared, how long is it before they can be built, anything can be built on there at all?
It would completely depend on the level of contamination, how deep it is, what sort of remediation is required. That would be for environmental health to look at the... They would do testing across the various sections of the site for the different uses, and then we'd have a report that would let us know the cost. But I don't think the timescale was sufficient. I mean, they would be granted permission. They would have commenced their permission, so that wouldn't be an issue if it took a while to clear the contamination. It's more the cost and how that affects the 106 contributions.
The reason I put that question to you is that, you know, when you get the landfill sites, right, that sort of thing cannot be built on until they can actually say that it's safe to be built on. You know what I mean?
I think that's more of a... I'm not familiar with it, but I think that's more of a methane settling issue, isn't it?
How do we know that there's none under that ground at the moment? There's no test been done on it, has there?
Can you switch your mic?
Yep.
Thanks. Not that I'm aware of from the report, no. They're saying that the exact decontamination costs are unknown. So once they go... Because there's obviously a lot of cost involved in that, so I assume they're waiting for a recommendation of approval and then would go into those decontamination studies, because it would be expensive over a site with those two issues.
Further questions?
I've got a few. Can I?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Thanks. No, good. I was going to speak about forgetting. So I just want to be clear that the 10 houses will all be in the half the site, and the other 36 will be in the other bit of the site. What's that bit, the purple bit at the bottom, which seems to be the same colour as the top? Will part of the 36 be in there, or will they come back and say, when they've got, now they've got the whole site, they'll redesign it and come back with the sort of 30, all the houses scattered everywhere?